from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Joe Croce, topping our report this hour. When police respond to tense standoffs in New Jersey, mental health professionals will now have to join them. It's just one of the new rules released by the Attorney General's office on Thursday for police responding to situations with barricaded people. The updated use of force guidelines are designed to slow down and stabilize standoffs so they can be resolved without violence. Police are searching for two missing teenage girls who may still be in the Camden County area. 16-year-old Zadia Carfin has been missing for 2 weeks as of today. Nicolette Marchetti was reported missing more recently. She disappeared from her home this past Saturday night, just hours before her 17th birthday. Police say the incidents are unrelated. Warehouse Sprawl in New Jersey has again come up against angry locals, this time in Middlesex County.
A proposed 176,000-square-foot warehouse in Monroe on North Disbrow Hill Road would be built near single-family homes. Opponents say the warehouse would lower property values and bring too many noisy trucks to an already congested area. A Change.org petition against the warehouse has over 1,000 signatures. The township says residents can voice their concerns at the next planning board meeting in late September. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Ian Town has passed a skip the stuff ordinance in Jersey City, just introduced one. Towns with these rules say eateries can't distribute single-use items like packets and plasticware unless the customer asks.
We have become a throwaway society, but there are simple ways we can reduce the use of unnecessary single-use plastic.
Marta Young with Clean Water Action says they are pushing for more towns to make the move. Now the Guaranteed Service Business Report. Multiple outlets are reporting Chick-fil-A is allegedly looking to develop a streaming service. The talks are that family-friendly content would be the focus. No official word yet from owners of the food chain. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down about 177 points. Call Guaranteed Service today and get $50 off any plumbing, cooling, or electrical repair. Visit GuaranteedService.com or call 1-800-GUARANTEED. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. Are we back in the 80s tomorrow? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We're about to lose our pumpkin spice weather for a little bit here. Different flavor of pleasant conditions coming up as we really start to warm up. Expect clear skies tonight and comfortably cool temperatures. Lows will bottom out in the upper 50s on average across the state. And then tomorrow, I think you're going to notice it's warmer. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Highs around 80. Gorgeous day. Saturday, still pleasant, seasonably warm, but still not humid. With periods of sun and clouds, we'll see 80 to 85 degrees. More of the same on Sunday, partly sunny, with highs in the mid-80s to close out the weekend. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Morristown 75, and it is 77 in both Ewing and Turnersville. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.